Joining us now with a look at the markets, Aaron Curtis at Medco at Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Weaker prices here as we start out the new week. Full week of trading, of course, this week, and we are starting out with some lower prices here. We do have SEP corn at 412 and three quarters, down 7 1/2. December corn at 423 and three quarters, also down 7 1/2. March corn at 433 and 1/2, down 8 cents. Visa 16 corn, 424 and a quarter, that's down 5 cents. August soybeans at 1004, down 10 and three quarters. November soybeans at 995, down 11 and three quarters. And November of 16 beans at 944 and three quarters, down 9 1/2. Chicago wheat also lower here this morning. September wheat at 542 and a quarter, down 11 and three quarters. December wheat at 551 and a half, down 12 cents. July of 16 wheat at 567, down 9 1/4. The Kansas City wheat market, September Kansas City wheat at 533 and a half, down 13. December Kansas City wheat at 553, down 13. July 16 Kansas City wheat at 582 and a quarter, down 12 and three quarters. Of course, Monday morning, no livestock trade here for another few minutes to get the week started there. Really, the news is mostly surrounding the weather, just like Drew mentioned there. The weather forecast continues to look a little drier, and that's a welcome relief to a large part of the Corn Belt here as areas start to dry out a little bit. Temperatures are going to be a little cooler for most of the Corn Belt here as the week goes on. Really, some rain moving through parts of the Corn Belt here today, and then for the most part, it looks fairly dry, at least for the northern two-thirds of the Corn Belt here as we move through the next 5 to 7 days. We'll see some rain moving through parts of Oklahoma, Missouri, and southern parts of the Midwest a little bit here as the week goes on. But for the most part, it's going to be fairly ideal conditions here as areas start to dry out a little bit, which should aid crop development for the most part. Still going to be a lot of variability as far as yields are concerned, but we're getting to the point of the year where it's going to be really hard to know exactly where the yield is going to fall until we get into harvest, and we'll know more then. But according to the trade here, as the weather kind of straightens out here a little bit, it's going to be tough to kind of maintain rallies, and that's what we're seeing here today. Highs were put in the market, at least the resistance will be the highs last week around that 450 mark on Dease corn, around that 1030 area on November beans. Looks like some pretty tough resistance here as we move forward, barring any news. The dollar continues to strengthen here a little bit, straightening at the highest level we've seen since late April, and that raises continuing concerns about demand. New crop demand for both corn and soybeans running behind each of the last 4 years at this point. If you look at new crop soybeans out of the U.S., they're running some 200 million bushels behind the pace we had going a year ago. So that raises some concern as we continue to be at a price disadvantage to some of the competing countries globally. As for news today, we'll have export inspections out at 10 o'clock. Corn inspections need to average around 50 million bushels to meet our goal. Bean inspections need to average around 7.5 million. Wheat inspections right around 19 million. And, of course, this afternoon at 3 o'clock, we'll have our crop ratings out. Expecting crop ratings to be steady to possibly even just a touch better here as the weather did start to straighten out a little bit last week.
All right. Thanks, Aaron.
Okay. Have a good day, Jeff.
You
thanks.
Too.
Bye.
Aaron Curtis is with Medco in Bloomington.